Tonight, the last chart we reviewed, the chart on repentance. Here's the last 10 minutes I want to deal with some of these matters, a brief review of some of the things we've covered. I wonder if you noticed, give it back, keep her, the 10, that's the opposite, isn't it? If you don't give it back, you keep it. But give it back, what does that mean? If you steal a watch, it means it wasn't yours, you stole it from another man. To give it back means give it back to that man. And that's what you must do, is what he's saying, to repent. Okay. What if he won't take it back, brother? Okay, you steal the man's car. You cannot repent without giving it back. What if he won't take it back? Oh, yes, you said that means give it back. You can't repent unless he takes it back. You take his wife. Do you know any man you've ever met would take her back if another man stole her? If he doesn't, he can't repent. That's what you're saying. Here you said, you know, you change it. Why do you say give her back? That's what repentance is. Give her back. What man would have her if another man has stolen her? Let's continue to know some other things as we make our way through this. He says, marriage is always honorable, is what I say. I said marriage in God's sight is. But he said, and we both agree, that Herod was not married in the sight of God to that woman. It was not a marriage in God's sight. Maybe a courthouse marriage, but not in God's sight. He had transgressed the law, and so it was not a marriage in God's sight. But now you turn around trying to make these people say, I am teaching that all marriage is always honorable, that which God calls marriage is. Now he says, we have these songbooks because they help us understand God's Word. Well, we sure need a lot of help, folks, don't we? We have these songbooks, and most of these songs here are written by Baptists, Methodists, and Presbyterians, and so we need help to help us understand God's Word. What a bunch of crutches we need. Let's see chart number 321. Here's where he talks about his rank, the quote, uninspired man. But I want you to notice something. Chart 321, his chart. Right, too, because back here they quoted uninspired men. But why? Well, they were guided by the Holy Spirit, did it, were you? And did they quote histories, uninspired men, to prove what God says? No, they did not. No, they didn't. You're not guided by the Holy Spirit to quote uninspired men as they were. Old Testament writers, New Testament writers, guided by the Holy Spirit. And they never quoted uninspired men to prove what God had to say. How could uninspired men, not guided by the Holy Spirit, offer proof that what God says was true? What God said is true because it's true, not because uninspired men say that it is. We don't quote uninspired men to prove our position, but this is what has come to pass in this debate. There's nothing wrong with having books. Thousands of books if you want them. Wrong, understand, to take those uninspired books and use them to prove some religious, some spiritual point. That's not the source of truth. If it cannot be traced back to God, if he's not the original speaker of those words or what you believe, then it's not worth believing. That's when you better throw it away. That's your proof. And he has admitted by introducing all that he cannot prove it over and over again. Let's look at chart number 16. My chart number 16. Just be reminded of what this man said about this. Just be reminded of it. Now, just leave the ladder. We're going right on through. Not one person was ever told to leave his wife. And you can all find those scriptures today. He says, that's right, he can't. He can't find it. He can't find it. But you know, he can read those books he introduced. Did he help it? But you can't find scripture. He admitted it. Let's look at the next chart, 21. This contract. It is not good for man to be alone. Some will have to be alone. He can't find any scripture for this. You know how he proved this? By reading from his commentators. He couldn't get book, chapter, and verse for this. Not for this, not for this, not for this, and not for this. But I gave book, chapter, and verse for this, and he admitted it. He said, well, I'll find this for you to find something else. That's what he said. That's how I answered it. If you can give a scripture for this, now he wants to know what I would answer if about polygamy or about beastly sex or homosexuality. I would answer just what God did. It's not good for man alone, man to be alone, Genesis 1. And God made a woman for man. One man, one woman. And I would answer just like Paul did, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife and every woman have his own husband. That answers all of your little quibbles. That's how I would answer. How would you answer? You'd drag up a bunch of human material to answer with. You'd say, well, I can't answer. I don't have any book, chapter, verse, but I can find something over here someplace. Now he says about these things that I said raised a man in the apostle, they must be known. Or the Lord would not have said, you know what he said just before he said that? They must be known. You must know when you're making this sort of engagement, the Lord would have said it. But just before he said that, he says, hey, but we can't know it. We can't always know. If they're 1,000 miles away or across the street in the next room, you can't know it. You're not a mind reader. You don't have the miraculous power. And then you turn right around and say, we must know it because the Lord said so. The Lord didn't say you had to know everything. No, he didn't. The Lord gave you permission to put away your wife for fornication, but you can't guess about it. And you can't know it just because you're suspicious of it. And you may never know it. You may never know it. But you said you have to know it because the Lord said so. The Lord didn't say you had to know it at all. So you demand the impossible. You demand that we must. The Lord did demand that. Now he says, we must take what the Bible says. Must take what the Bible says. Why did he introduce the Bible? Why do you keep getting away from the Bible? That's all I've used is what the Bible says. Have you noticed in how many charts everything I ask, he always goes back to Matthew 19, verse 9. That's the marriage law, he says. That's what he believes. Otherwise, why would he try to answer every question dealing with marriage, divorce, and remarriage with one verse? He has agreed earlier that all of these verses together make up God's marriage law. Let's turn to chart number 21. You know, he says, where does it say the put away fornicator can remarry? I gave it. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 6, 9, 11. Paul said, some of you were fornicators and adulterers. Talking to the very same people. 1 Corinthians 7, verse 2, he said, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife. He didn't say, except those of you who were fornicators, who were adulterers before you were baptized. They're not fornicators or adulterers. Now God has forgiven. That's where God's mercy entered in. But Holbrook says if they were ever, they still are and they can't marry. God said let every one of them have his own wife. And every one of those women have their own husband. That's what God had to say. And he wants to put an exception clause there that God did not put there. So a contrast. It is not good for man to be alone. God said some will have to be alone. God said it's better to marry to burn. He said some will have to burn. Marriage is honorable. God said. And that's a marriage that's marriage in God's sight. You know what I'm talking about. Some cannot do that which is honorable, he said. Cannot have a marriage which is marriage in God's sight. To avoid fornication, God said, marry. He said, some can't obey that. They can't use that means to avoid fornication. God said, if you're loose, you don't sin if you're married. He says, some who are loose do sin when they marry. Let's see the next chart, number 15. What did he say? I'll give you a scripture here when you give me one or something else. That's how I answered. You know what that is? An admission. I can't give it because I don't have it. I don't have it, mister. That's what he said. And he's telling the truth. He does not have it. And if you have it, you better give it to him. I'm going down in Texas in about a month, a little over, to meet him in debate. West Columbia, Texas, really looking forward to it. And I hope that by then he will have found scripture. He won't say, well, if you'll give me scripture for something else, I'll give you a scripture for this. I gave you scripture over here. Here's the scripture, what I believe. You put the scripture over here, what you believe. I ask a Baptist preacher, you claim you're saved by faith only. Put the scripture down. I'll give you what I believe. Well, here's the scripture for what I believe. You put the scripture for what you believe. They're opposites. Some members of the church who are sinful, repent and pray, confess your sins and so on. You say some members of the church must repent, put away their spouse, remain unmarried the rest of their life. And to others, they must repent, remain unmarried the rest of their life. Book, chapter, and verse. And you said, I can't do it. Can't do it, brother. I'm sorry, I don't have any. I don't have any. But I'll give it to you if you'll give me something else.
1 minute.
Now he says, friend, we must be loyal to Jesus Christ. We must be loyal to Jesus Christ. And I'll tell you this, if you are, you will never reach by fullness conclusions. We must turn to men and their books, to reach for the whole book's conclusion. And you can't do that and be loyal to Jesus Christ. You know, this doctrine never would have been preached if people hadn't been loyal to Jesus Christ. You can never reach that conclusion by reading just the Bible. Or you had to have some help. And it wasn't a song book. You had to have some Baptist or Methodist or Presbyterian, Catholic, to lead you into that doctrine that my opponent believes. You will never find it in the Bible. He admits he hasn't found it there. He cannot give a chapter and verse for it. But I've given you a book, chapter and verse of what I believe. 1 Corinthians 7, 27, 28, art thou bound to a wife? He's still harping as a virgin. But he finally admitted, if you're bound to a wife, that's a married person, that's not a virgin. And in contrast with it, art thou loose from a wife? Right there he's talking about the same relationship. bound to a wife or loosed from a wife. Then he goes on, play, loosed hair, loosed dogs. This is talking about just one relationship.
Aye.